Who do you want to do business with? Who are you excited about using your product or service? People who are going to buy your product or service at the price that you want to sell it to them, and they want to share it with their family and friends, and that you want them and they want to be your clients or customers for a very long time. How do you find those people? And of course, that makes business really exciting because you're dealing with people every single day that you enjoy being with. You then might have a very special area of expertise. So you're not just an accountant, you're an accountant who specializes in small businesses who have 5 employees or less. You're not just a lawyer, you're a divorce lawyer, or you're a lawyer who specializes in divorces for people who have been divorced more than twice. You're not just a landscape gardener, you're a landscape gardener who specializes in gardens bigger than 10 acres. You're not just an exercise professional, you specialize in mums who want to get their mojo back, or you specialize in businessmen who have a waist measurement of over 100 centimeters, or you specialize in sports people who want to jump higher, kick further, run faster. And when people read that message, when your target market reads what you've got to say, they would say 3 very specific things. And this is the key to really good marketing. That's me. They can help me. They can help me and somebody in my family. Or if they can't help me, they can certainly help somebody in my family, my friends, my social group. So when you put your marketing out there, when you're trying to attract a certain group of people into your business, they're the 3 things to keep in mind, whether it's a Facebook page, a website, a brochure, the back of your car, your business card, any form of marketing or advertising, your target market needs to specifically say, that's me, they can help me, or they can help me and somebody else in my life. So how do you get that story across? How do you help people say those 3 special things about your business? And one of the first places to start is to ask that target market. A really special way of marketing is a marketing forum. Put together 10, 20, 30, 50, 100 people who are in your target market and find out what would make them say that. Find out what would make them say, wow, that's me, they can help me, or they can help somebody in my family. And that in itself is a great form of marketing, because if you keep those people on your database, obviously you've got a bigger database than you had before. You've got people to thank for their information, thank them for adding value to your business, so you can keep in contact with them for a very long time. And you can create a wow experience, a connection, a rapport with those people, so that if they don't do business with you, they'll still be recommending you to their family and friends because you created such a great relationship with them. So what or who do you want to specialize in is a really important business question. Now, people will share with me on a day-to-day basis, again, after being in the fitness profession all of my life and now having an international fitness business college, one of the things that my students will always ask is, how do I get to those people? How do I specifically find the people that I want to sell my product or service to? And I'll repeat again, anything you share with them, they have to say, that's me, they can help me, or they can help somebody in my life. And the only way to do that is to tell your beautiful, genuine story as to why you want to be involved with that particular target market. Why do you want to specialize in that particular group? A very important thing I learned in business a very long time ago, and I think that most people either forget it, or they never learned it in the first place, or they don't care, is, why do you do business? Not what do you sell, but why do you want to sell it? And if you've got a great product or service that adds value to people's lives, it makes their lives better, it helps them have more fun, it makes them healthier, fitter, stronger, wiser, more financially planned, better educated, all the things that add value to our lives, yes, people will want to buy that product or service. But if they've got 2 people to choose from, one person who can add value to their life and that person is really passionate about that product or service versus, yes, that product or service can add value to my life, but the person selling it to me is just a salesperson, we of course want to do business with somebody that's really passionate about that product or that service and the people that we want to help. So whatever business you're in, the first question to always ask yourself is, why do I do this? It's the number one question for your story to come across as a genuine, I want to help you and here's the reasons why story, because this is what I'm passionate about. So if you are really excited about, if you're a lawyer, for example, and you specialize in people who have been divorced more than once, tell people why. Why do you want to specialize in that? If you're a landscape gardener who specializes in gardens over 10 acres, why? Why? What excites you about really big gardens? If you're an exercise professional and you want to specialize in helping mums get their mojo back, why? What's your reason for wanting to help that particular target market group achieve their goal? And that story can't be told in an ad. It can't be told in a advertising, non-genuine, this is what I do. And it's feature selling. So this is when we're open and this is how big our business is and this is how many pieces of equipment we've got and this is how much education we've got and aren't we awesome. It's never about you as the provider of the product or service. It's always about what you can do for your customers and clients. And it comes across always in marketing as with them. What's in it for me as your customer or client or your potential customer or client to read what you've got to say, to listen to your radio ad or to watch your video on YouTube? What's in it for me to do that? And once again, that story has to come across really quickly. That's me. They can help me. They can help somebody in my family. And of course, that comes down to your headline. The first thing that people read about your business can't be the name of your business. It can't be how long you've been in business for. It can't be your logo. The first thing that people need to read when they come in contact with your business is, what is it that they can do for me? What's in it for me to keep reading? So it might be as simple as, I specialize in gardens over 10 acres big. I specialize in people who are getting divorced for the second time. I specialize in mums over 40 who want to get their mojo back. Because then somebody will say, oh my God, that's me. Now, how will they say they can help me? The ultimate form, of course, is that you'll have a testimonial. If you're really passionate about helping this particular target market, you will have done it already. Now, whether it's your mum or your next door neighbor or the friends in your life, you will already have gathered together a group of people who are very happy to share with the rest of the world that you have helped make their life better in whatever way, shape, or form. And that's the ultimate in, okay, you've got my attention, but how do I know you can help me? So if you have a list of testimonials, people who are in your target market, who share with other potential target market people, hey, I use this product or service and look what happened to me. I'm a mum and I got my mojo back. I've got a garden over 10 acres big and we got $10,000 more for our house because we used this particular landscape gardener. I chose this divorce lawyer and it was the smoothest process that could ever have happened with a divorce. And I know that because I've already had a divorce. So that's the with them. It's the, okay, you've got my attention. You specialize in this particular area, but how do I know that I can trust you? Or how do I know that I can believe you? Is that you have a list of testimonials. Now, if you're just starting out in business, it's one of those really interesting things. How do I get testimonials? Well, there are always people in your life. If you want to specialize in, for example, I want to help men who are over 45 to get their waist measurement under 100 centimetres. Why do you want to do that? Because a man with a waist measurement of over 100 centimetres is in the top risk category for coronary heart disease. He's going to die early. And the reason I'm doing this is because my dad died because he had a waist measurement of more than 100 centimetres. Or my uncle died because he was too fat, or somebody really important to me, I could have helped them and I didn't because I didn't have the knowledge. But now that I've become a top level exercise professional, I specialize in helping men with waist measurements of more than 100 centimeters. And here are all the people in my life that I've now helped. Now, if you're really excited about helping that particular target market, when you do your study, when you're learning to be an exercise professional or a lawyer or a landscape gardener, you need to be working with, training with, practicing on having guinea pigs who are in your target market. And that's one of the things we miss in business is that, why are you going into business? Why are you doing this? And who do you want to invest time with? So that then your study is focused on that. A lot of my MAC students students from both the fitness and the business colleges will share with me, I've done my test, or I've done my knowledge check, or I've done my quiz, or I've done my final exam, Rowie. Well, it's all irrelevant. It's what do you want to do with that information? Who do you want to train? Who do you want to help? You've got this great product or service now that can change people's lives, but whose life in particular do you want to change or make better or improve? And I share that with you so passionately because every day somebody shares with me that their business is not going very well. I don't have enough customers or clients. I'm not attracting the right people into my business. I don't make enough money. And I might go back to my lousy, stinking, rotten job. And my first question is always this: why did you do this in the first place? You shared with me that you're really excited about training children who have ADD. Are you still excited about helping kids that have got ADD? Yes, of course. I really want to help them. Well, let's make sure that the only people that are inquiring in your business are people that are in your target market group. And without getting into too much detail about target marketing, if you don't want to do business at 5 o'clock in the morning, then make it very obvious in your marketing and advertising that you don't do business at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'll give you a classic example. One of my students is a mum, absolutely passionate about helping other mums to be healthy, fit and strong, but also wanting to be available for her children. So she only trains people between 10 o'clock in the morning and 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and never on public or school holidays. So that's what she specializes in. She shares with people, I specialize in people who have time to train between 10 o'clock in the morning and 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So nobody calls her and says, please, can I train with you at 6 o'clock at night? Because she's made it quite clear in her advertising, in her marketing, that that's when she's available. So if you have a headline that says, I'm an exercise professional who specializes in training people who are available between 10 o'clock in the morning and 2 o'clock in the afternoon, then somebody's going to say, oh my God, that's me. She's an exercise professional. I wonder if she can help me. Maybe she can help somebody in my family. Now, that a husband might read that and say, well, I'm on my way to work. I work from 8 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night, but my wife is available to train between 10 o'clock in the morning and 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So that particular business can help my wife, even though they can't help me. So be excited about your business. That's the number one rule. Remember, the sweet spot is be passionate, really, really excited about what you do. The next part of the sweet spot is you're wanting to be the very best in the world. Now, you don't have to be the best in the world or for the whole world. You just have to be the best for your target market. If you want to help mums get their mojo back, mums need to say, I go to the best exercise professional in the world and she specializes in helping mums get their mojo back. And when your target market is saying that you are the best in the world, you should use this accountant because they're the best in my world. You should use this lawyer because they got the best deal possible for me. You should use this landscape gardener because my garden looks amazing. You don't have to be the best for the whole world, just for your clients. And if your customers and clients are calling you the best, they're obviously in your target market. So they're going to be talking to other people in your target market, which means your business will grow. So sweet spot number one is you do what you're passionate about. Number two is you want to be the very best in the world for your customers and clients. And number three is just an added, is that you want to add massive value to their lives. And the best way to find that out is to ask them. So obviously I specialize in your particular area. I specialize in helping women who want to get back into their skinny jeans. But I want to make sure that while we're doing that for you, that you have a really wow experience, that you enjoy the process. So please share with me, what do I need to do to make sure that every time you come in contact with me, every time you come to a session with me, every time you come into our business, every time you call our business, that you get a wow experience, that you feel like we've added at least double the value to the amount of dollars that you're investing in us. And I use that example all the time. If somebody invests $10 in you and they feel like they got $20 worth of value, they're always going to come back. If somebody invests $100 in you and they feel like they got $200 value, they're always going to come back. So be really aware that everything you do in your business is about living in that sweet spot. And if you market that effectively so that people then say, wow, they're really passionate and this is the reason why. They want to add massive value to my life and this is the reason why. They want to be the best in the world at what they do and this is the reason why. Wow, they can help me. They can help somebody in my family. If your marketing is saying that in a genuine, friendly way, rapport building, positive way, then of course your marketing is going to work. So make sure that if you want to have a specialized, unique product, a specialized market, that you talk to those people specifically. If you shoot a machine gun, you'll hit lots of people or lots of chairs and glasses and tables and the floor, as you often see in the Western movies. Well, Western movies didn't have machine guns, so I'll take that analogy away. But if you really want to hit somebody straight through the heart, if you really want to get to them, you need a sniper rifle. And your marketing should be a sniper rifle. It hits people right in the heart so they say, wow, that's me. They can help me or they can help somebody in my family. And then your business will grow. Last but not least, always focus on that sweet spot. Are you doing what you are the most passionate about? Are you aiming to add massive value to people's lives? And are you aiming to be the very best in the world for your customers and clients? And if you are, then your business will grow. Yay! Woo!